Welcome everyone. My name is Paul Broderick, ex-Richmond Football Club and Fitzroy Football Club player. Over the last few years, I've retired now, but I've got a great man with me today, Jamie Bennell, who Jamie was involved with the Melbourne Football Club and the West Coast Eagles. Welcome, Jamie.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries. Jamie, first thing I want to introduce you is currently you've picked up a new role with AFL Sports Ready as the Community Engagement Officer for our Aboriginal programs. What does some of the day-to-day stuff involve, mate, with your current role?
At the moment, it's a bit of mentoring as well, so I've been working alongside Ralphie White, just tagging along with him and learning from the best, I guess. So getting out, meeting trainees, and just providing support for them, really. That's the main idea of us as a mentor, is just supporting them through their personal life. If there's any issues, they come to us and we help them out as best we can. Because all we want to do, really, is see them succeed in the end and finish their traineeship and become a better person.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. And you're a WA lad originally?
Yep.
So what's your history, mate?
Yeah, so I'm a Noongar Yamaji man from Bunbury. Dad's from down in the southwest, and mum's from Carnarvon up in the midwest. So that's where I originate from. Born there until I was 18, and then got drafted to Melbourne and spent a few years over here, and then got to play a few games over in the west as well, which was nice.
Yeah, fantastic. And no injuries from the footy career, mate, or have you come through unscathed?
I had one major injury, so that was an ACL and a lateral ligament as well. Yep. So that was an Eureka. I was out for 11 months. So that was an experience, just to go through that, the ups and downs of an injury and the process involved with it all. So definitely learned from that as well.
Yeah, and are you playing any footy now after you finished?
Yep. So I'm playing for Norwood out in the Eastern Football League. It's a pretty good standard out there. We're mid-range at the moment, so we're 4-4. So we're going along okay, which good. Is good.
And recently a lot of the local football clubs have been celebrating the Indigenous Round. Was Norwood involved in any way celebrating?
No, we weren't. Not a lot of clubs that do it in the AFL, so that's something I'm trying to bring in as well for next year, whether it's the jumper, just recognition and just pay some tributes to past players that have even played out there, so we'll see how we go.
Yeah, great, because I coach at Fitzroy Junior Football Club, and part of their process now for each year is to celebrate Sir Doug Nicholls Indigenous Round. And we give out a medal to each of the two best players over the day in our different age groups, so it's something the club's embraced, and it's been significant for us to celebrate Sir Doug Nicholls, and he was originally the first Fitzroy Aboriginal player to play with Fitzroy back in the early 1900s, so or late 1800s. So it's a good way that local footy, I think, is starting to embrace the celebration, and then we see it going through the AFL, and then the Indigenous jumpers that are worn throughout. How do you find looking at that now as part of that process, and all the clubs getting involved across now? It's becoming nearly a week and a half to 2 week celebrations.
So. Yeah, it's awesome to see now just how far it's come. It used to be just the dream time. That was the main occasion for everyone to watch. But now looking back and seeing every club celebrate it, wearing their jumpers, doing the celebrations, welcome to country, all that stuff before games. It's awesome. So it's come a long way. And you sit back and just watch with pride now and just see how different clubs go about it and how they recognise their people from where they're from. It's a pretty special round.
Yeah, great. And then you're involved with the Footy Means Business with Rio Tinto, and recently you had a few young lads across the country come together to as a camp. Can you explain a bit about your involvement there and where the boys come from and what they did over the week and then leading into a possible footy game at the G?
Yeah, so the camp, there was two camps. One was in Perth, one was in Melbourne, but the lead-up was the Melbourne camp to play in the curtain raiser at Dreamtime at the G. The boys came from right across Australia. There was about 50 of them in the end. So all different communities, towns, cities, you name it. That's the boys came from everywhere. The main thing for them, the Melbourne camp especially, was just to experience life in a big city. We got to go to Channel 7, do some interview stuff, read the weather, news reports, stuff like that. Go to the AFL house, see how things run, how the AFL actually runs. Went to a few footy clubs, so Essendon Football Club, Richmond Football Club, a few tours, meeting some players. So it was just a real life experience for them in the lead up to the game as well. And then a lot of the boys had never been to the G, but to actually run out on it was very special for them, especially the community lads. They absolutely loved it. It was a good week to be a part of.
Yeah, and I think you were saying the other day that some of the young lads play on like dirt ovals up in their communities and come down and on the lush surface of the MC and bare feet, I think, times. So so that would have been an amazing experience for them to play on a surface like the G.
To see that face running out. Like, I told them once they get out there, just look around, soak it all in, because you never know, you might not get this chance again. And just the smiles running around, they absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different to, they should be running around barefoot out on the G instead of back home where they're from, but they all had the boots on, which was good.
Yeah, great. It's just that special time to see, as you said, the faces and just the pure enjoyment of the game, you know, so that's what footy's about, and it's a great part of what AFL football can provide young people across our community. So, fantastic. Did you ever get to play wearing one of the Guernseys as part of your time in Melbourne?
Yeah, so I played
in West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast. I played in the first one they produced. So that was very special as well, to run out in an Indigenous jumper. It was awesome, especially being back home in WA as well. And that round, just, I don't know, you just paid tribute to all the past players, because they obviously led the path and paved the way for players of today's age. So it's just good to pay the respects to those sorts.
Yeah, great. And then recently I saw a young Stack from Richmond being involved in the pre-game celebration, so, which is the first time I've seen one of the players actually actively get involved, which was great. I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. So what was your take of seeing him get in? I don't know if it was pre-planned or whether he just on the moment decided to get involved in that.
Yeah, so I've seen Stacky. I know him from back home as well. He did a bit of work experience with me when I was working over there. He was always going to do that. That's just the type of person he is. He's very proud young man. And when he got asked about that as well, he jumped at it. He's never going to turn that opportunity down. So it's awesome to see, like, being the first player to ever do that. It's huge. And that's how far the game's coming at the moment with that round. Like, the celebration, I think clubs are embracing it. And, that is putting the best foot forward, which is good,
I hope we see more players get involved, possibly, or have the opportunity if they want to be involved in that pre-game celebration, because it was nice. It was a really nice touch.
Yeah,
so, fantastic. Good. And what's the future for you moving forward?
AFL Sports ready. I'm getting my foot in the door here, which has been a great opportunity for me to come in and get involved here in a great organisation. So my feet are on the ground now, so it's a matter of making that impact in the community now. So that's my focus for the next year.
Yep. And a family man?
Yes. So I've got three kids now, three boys, turning 5, 2, and I've got a 4-week-old.
Fantastic.
So it's a madhouse at the moment, but I really enjoy that.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks, Jamie, for your time today, and thank you for your insights into the Sir Doug Nicholls Indigenous round, and also the dream time at the G and your involvement as an ex-player and the recent involvement with the Footy Means Business Rio Tinto program. So thanks for your time.
Pleasure, brothers. Thank you.